Some of the travelers, including Mr. Christopher Oyibo, Mrs. Suliyat Yusuf, and Mr. Kayode Badmus, lamented the low awareness about the election.
We met roadblock at Abeokuta. For me, I was not aware because I came from Auchi.
Ngbati yambo lati Ibadan gangan papa. Awo mo pe won fe dibo nibi agboteko.
I'm on a journey. I'm coming from Owode there. I'm going towards Ibadan. And now the road is blocked.
Also, a commercial driver who said the situation had caused a disagreement between him and the passenger who made him the target of their frustration following the way security operatives have denied them movement.
I'm going to Songwater. I'm on the road in Sincere today. To reach here now, I saw road that is blocking.
He urged the relevant authorities to put in place necessary measures to ensure that the State Independent Electoral Commission, OGSEC, carried out massive awareness campaign ahead of future elections. The people also condemned the actions of some soldiers that blocked the road, causing a gridlock in the area and preventing those on essential duties to get a passage to their duty post. In a reaction, the Special Advisor on Security to the State Government, retired AIG Olusola Subar, while monitoring the election, said the every presence of soldiers was to enforce compliance with the restriction of movement.
They are not restricting anybody. The order is that there should be restriction of movement between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. So if the trace, road safety, police or army are enforcing the restriction, I see nothing bad in it.
He maintained that the combined efforts of security forces had helped to make the election process peaceful across the states. In Abeokuta, Oluwatoyin, Adegoke.